I've been told that at least 75,000 people are marching in London today to stop the war against racism and to end privatisation, and we're still counting. Our next speaker is one of the great figures of the peace movement in Britain and has been for the last 30 years. He led the fight for nuclear disarmament in the 1980s and he's marched shoulder to shoulder against the wars in Yugoslavia, Afghanistan and Iraq, and is still marching with us today. Please welcome Bruce Kent.
I'd just like to tell all you cynics that about half an hour ago I was told by somebody, say a few prayers so the sun shines. Well, I said a few prayers and the sun's shining. We are blessed from on high, clearly. I want to thank you all who've come from Greece, from Italy, Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, Ireland, all the countries of Europe, Lithuania. You are fantastic people, and we've had a most wonderful weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thank you very much for coming to London, and thank the people who have organised this great demo, and thank the people who gave us the dome. It's the first time the dome has actually been useful, and it cost £1 billion. So thank you, Ken Livingston. Thank you all for coming and sharing in London. Next time, perhaps, we won't have the dome. We'll give you Buckingham Palace. Why not? Everybody else seems to be able to climb over the wall. Why not us? I would like to say, as an Englishman, British passport, served in the army, paid my taxes, and really proud of my country, I am now ashamed. I'm ashamed of what we've done to the people of Diego Garcia. I'm ashamed of the way we have connived over the oppression of the Palestinians. If anybody is looking for nuclear weapons, don't bother with Iran or North Korea. Go to Dimona, where there are nuclear weapons in plenty, more than this country. We need an economic blockade of Israel until justice is given to the Palestinians. But most of all, I am ashamed that we do this time, in this millennium, we did again what we did in 1920 to Iraq. We again have a colonial war on a country which is small and helpless in front of all our weapons, and we do it for oil, and we do it because President Bush says so. I've heard a lot about Tony Blair this afternoon. All I would say to you is, I don't mind if he resigns, I don't mind if he apologises, I want him to sit on a seat next to Milosevic in the criminal court in The Hague. That's where I want Tony Blair to be, because that's where he ought to be. If you kill one man, they call it manslaughter or murder. If you kill 15 or 16,000, they say it was a little mistake. Well, that won't do, and that man must answer to the law for what has happened. Let me say something more optimistic. What I do is dream, and I dream of a Europe where actually we are democratic. We're not democratic now. We've just had Peter Mandelson appointed, nothing to do with democracy. He represents us, £120,000 a year. I want a Europe which is genuinely democratic. I want a Europe which is actually not depending on NATO and weapons of mass destruction. Security comes from friendship and justice. Security does not come from weapons. And we have to learn that in Europe. And I want a Europe of social justice, where the sick and the injured and those who have difficulty in life, these are protected and helped by the rest of us who are more fortunate. We are a community in Europe, not a region of the rich and the poor. We are responsible for each other, and let's build a Europe like that. Absolutely. And finally, I would say, I want a Europe where immigrants and asylum seekers are welcomed. If someone is tortured, we should welcome them. We should not treat them like criminals. And now they are treated like criminals. Those are my dreams. Dreams come to pass. We get the vote for women. We stop the slave trade. We have begun to ban landmines. Dreams which are impossible happen. You have a dream, and the dream is in your slogan. Another world is possible. Let me hear you. Another world is possible. Once more, another world is possible. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Fred.